What is your reaction when you hear folks trying to
analyze
which you are and which you aren't?
They don't talk about me. They need something to talk about, so I like it.
Tom, is this normally where you are in, like, the OTAs? How do you gauge, since you guys got 3 weeks in June and then, you know, you're going to training camp, how do you gauge, how important is this right here for your getting ready for a season?
Well, this is very important, being out here and being around the team. You know, the coaches are adding different plays in our systems. And so, I mean, it's very important, but with the guys out here, the camaraderie, very important.
Now, usually your other guy you do all the hand stuff with, he's not here. So does that affect your workout that he's not here, doing all the little extras you do?
Just got to find another guy right now till he come back. But it don't affect me that much. I mean, I miss him. That's about it.
Is he coming back?
As far as I know, he will. I mean, we're good friends. He's coming.
Why is he not here now?
I don't know why he's not here. But I hear the rumors. But that's between him and whoever.
You can share some rumors with
him. Yeah, what do you think the rumors are?
You guys write the rumors. I don't know. I mean, whatever his situation is, I mean, I just pray that everything works out for him and he's back and we get this defense back to where we need it to be.
We're to imply you'd like to see him here, though.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom, how do you, when you hear, you know, they draft D4, he's the guy that's eventually going to take over for Tom when the time is right. Mm-hmm. What's your reaction when you hear stuff like that?
That's great. As an older guy, I need to step my game up and make sure I can play a few more years here. And in the same time, knowing this kid is coming, he's going to be able to help us. We was in situations last year, you know, only having one pass rusher in the game. And, you know, when two guys are in the game, it's kind of deadly. Now we add a third. Hopefully we can get all of us on the field.
How do you navigate that relationship when you know you got to help the guy that's probably eventually going to take your job?
I got to help this guy. Yeah. The Chiefs been loyal to me. They kept me here for a long time. I mean, even when I had 3 sacks in my career, and they still believe in my talent and kept me around. And the best thing I can do with all the knowledge that I've acquired is pass it on to these guys, you know, and so they can go ahead and we want to win a championship. However we can, you know, we got to share the knowledge and, you know, build on what we have right now.
How many more years you got in you, you think?
It's a year-to-year thing for me. It's all about winning this championship. I haven't been that focused on winning a championship. But, I mean, I wish I knew, like, the reality of where I am right now in my career. When you get older, you know, guys like Tony Gonzalez taking off, looking to win the championship. And it's very important right now that our focus is to win a championship. I mean, we can't sell ourselves short. We have the best coach in the game. I mean, come on.
When does that hit you that you got to win a championship?
Well, I mean, I'm getting older.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's clearly different from when you first got into the league.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like D4. I come out here, run around, chase everything around, and go have fun with my family, do whatever I want. Now, when I'm done here, I got to sleep and then go work out again. You know, it's a process, and I want to give myself a chance to be able to help our team, and, you know, and all the guys should be doing the same, and, you know, just humbling ourselves and realizing how hard it is to even get to the playoff.
Tommy, does everybody share your sense of urgency about getting it done now?
I know a few guys that do. I hope everybody feels the same way, and honestly, we really should be able to pass this on to the younger guys as fast as we can, because they have to understand that this thing is not for long, and we got a little time here to enjoy ourselves, but in the same sense, be able to accomplish a goal. And I think we have all the pieces that we need here, and Andy and his staff, they do a tremendous job in preparing us, and we just have to be dedicated and committed throughout the year while we're here.
That being said, though, with two guys not being here that are key parts of your defense, I mean, does that frustrate you that you're here trying to win a championship and this is kind of where it starts and they're not here?
Unfortunately, that'll work itself out. The guys that are here, we got to make sure they're getting ready. I got to make sure I'm getting ready. And those guys are not, you know, they understand what's going on. They got to be ready. I mean, you got to come here and play. So wherever they are, they're still doing the necessary things they need to do to be ready when they get here.
You've been through a lot, seen a lot since you came here out of State College. How gut-wrenching was that playoff game, that loss?
I think that's the worst I've ever experienced in my life. I've never been a part of something like that. We know the type of team we have and what we can accomplish. Maybe we took some things for granted, and that one will sit with us throughout the year and throughout these games, and that will sit with us because we definitely have something to prove. And to lose a game like that, you know, that our fans knows it and our players knows it, the guys that have been here and the coaches, you know, it's hard for them to you know, continue to do what they're doing, knowing that they put so much in and how we accomplished so much at the point and then things could turn around like that. So it will sit with us and, you know, that will help us go through this season.
Defensively, so sometime this season in that huddle in the fourth quarter, mm-hmm. when you guys are protecting the league, somebody's going to say, hey, let's remember. Remember the Alamo.
Yeah, I mean, you know, keeping our guys here and the core guys that are here, you know, that stuff hurts. You know, and we play the game, we get tired, we go home, and we may forget about it, but we know how our fans feel about that, and we know how the town feels about that because that's something they've been looking forward to, and I believe everybody felt we had it, and even the guys on the team felt we had it.
And, no more, guys.
To lose a game like that.
Tom, what is the time you put in after what everybody else does here? You said nap and then go work out. Mm-hmm. So how many hours do you put in after what's required here?
Well, you know, I've done this a long time, and the only way I know how to compete in this league is I don't come with this talent that a lot of guys come with, is to work at it. And, you know, I go home and I could be doing my music, but I understand what's at hand. We probably got about 60 days left till we're sitting in camp. And so every day counts, from the dieting to the work. So, I put in an extra couple hours, 2 hours in the evening with my trainer. Just to stay on top of things and not slack.
What have you seen from D4 the couple days you've been out here with him?
His first step. If anybody reminds you of Derek Thomas, that kid should pretty much remind you of Derek Thomas' first step. He gets off the ball so fast, it's scary. I just kept rewinding it yesterday, just looking at his first step. It's almost like as soon as the ball snaps, he's with it. I don't know if he times it, but his first step is incredible.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Thank you, Tombo.
Thank you, guys.